From Escape to Awakening: A Journey of Divine Guidance. Mr. Fasiella Chaudhry is a peace volunteer from Bengaluru. The story of his life offers amazing lessons about divine intervention. Life took many turns before he finally found his calling. He is blissfully married and has two kids. Both he and his wife are active volunteers of the peace mission. Ms. Fathima Sarah, publisher of SOI, narrates this journey. Life rarely follows a straight path. It twists, turns, and takes us to places we never expect, sometimes leading us towards a purpose far beyond our imagination. The story of Mr. Fasahulla is not one of perfection, but of struggle, mistakes, and a journey shaped by moments of divine intervention that transformed a runaway boy into a man with a mission. At just 13, weighed down by complex family challenges in Bengaluru, his only perceived solution was to run away. With no plan, driven only by the need to escape, he boarded a train to Mumbai. Alone amidst the chaos of the station, he encountered a kind stranger whose generosity secured him his first job in a small hotel. For 6 months, he washed dishes and cleaned tables, living from day to day. When the staff discovered he had run away, they sent him home. But unable to face his family, he fled again, to Mumbai, then Pune, drifting between hotel jobs, searching for something he could not yet name. In Pune, change came unexpectedly. Working at a hotel within a student hostel, he observed young people studying late into the night, driven by dreams of a better future. Their dedication stirred memories of his abandoned education. This spark led him to enroll in night school, balancing long workdays with evening classes until he completed his secondary education. The routine was exhausting, but it awakened in him a hunger for learning and a vision of the life he might build. Around this time, a chance meeting shifted his path again. A man recognized his potential and offered him a job at his cyber cafe. Though he had never touched a computer before, he quickly learned the basics and mastered them within a month. For a year he thrived there, but poor decisions and bad company dragged him into heavy debt. Feeling trapped, he ran once more, this time to Goa. Goa brought another fresh start. He worked as a cook in a hotel for 3 years, honing his skills, completing cooking courses, and eventually opening a small juice shop. The business flourished, and he moved from a cramped shared room to a comfortable apartment. Outwardly, he was doing well, yet inwardly there remained a hollow emptiness he could not shake. One day, the thought of death struck him like a lightning bolt. For the first time, he questioned what awaited him beyond this life. Although distant from faith for many years, this fear led him to a mosque, where he began to pray and seek answers from scholars. Still, questions about life, death, and past mistakes continued to trouble him. The turning point came one night after performing tahajjud, the night prayer. A deep realization dawned. His greatest wrong had been leaving home without a word, subjecting his family to years of pain and uncertainty. Overcome with guilt, he prayed for forgiveness. The next day, a friend noticed his distress, and he shared his story. In less than 24 hours, that friend had located his family in Bengaluru. The following day, after 12 long years, they came to Goa and brought him home. Returning home marked the true beginning of his life. His uncle, Nazirullah Qureshi, a devoted reader of Al Risala, introduced him to the writings of Maulana Wahdatuddin Khan. Reading the creation plan of God felt like emerging into light after years in darkness. When he traveled to Kerala to meet Maulana in person, the Maulana's answer to his question lifted a burden he had carried for years. In that moment, his purpose became clear: to dedicate his life to the CPS mission of spirituality and peace, living in harmony with his Creator's plan. Looking back, he sees those restless years as preparation. Every hardship, every mistake, and every journey taught him resilience, reflection, and humility. Like Prophet Moses, who wandered as a fugitive before finding his mission, his wanderings became his training. He had sought work and shelter, but God gave him knowledge and a mission. His life, he believes, has been a curriculum written by the divine. God allowed him to stumble but never to be lost. In every low point, people and opportunities appeared to guide him forward. What he thought was escape was, in truth, a journey towards a greater purpose. True success, he now knows, is not measured by wealth or comfort, but by returning to where one truly belongs, to family, to faith, and to the Creator's plan. From the boy who ran away to the man who came back, Mr. Fasihullah is no longer a wanderer. He walks with purpose, anchored by a mission, guided by the one who never let him go. His life, he believes, has been a curriculum written by the divine. God allowed him to stumble but never to be lost. In every low point, people and opportunities appear to guide him forward. Don't try to fight against realities, simply accept them. When you cannot change the reality, change yourself.